The 21-page audit found that since Judge Alex Kim was elected to the 323rd District Court 4 years ago, the average daily population and length of stay in the juvenile detention center have doubled, even though referrals have been cut in half. It goes on to say that the overcrowding is in part because Associate Judges Cynthia Terry and Indy Porter either postpone or cancel their hearings. During Commissioner's Court, Judge Glenn Whitley expressed outrage and suggested that Judges Terry and Porter, who are both appointed, ought to lose their jobs.
I'm wondering whether we should defund the two associate judges because of some of the comments in the report, some of the findings in the report.
Commissioner Roy Charles Brooks says he believes the overcrowding is rooted in racism, pointing out that more than 90% of long-term juvenile detainees are Black or Hispanic. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.